Hello and welcome to the Archaeology News Weekly. I'm David Connolly. Sorry, I'm a bit late this week. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details in each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now, the main headlines from around the world are as follows. Stone Age remains are unearthed in Sweden. Bronze Age life by Manchester Airport runway is explained, and petroglyphs are vandalised, tagged with gang graffiti in the USA. We also report on a Bronze Age find made by a Scottish detectorist in England, and prehistoric landscape is found below the North Sea waves. Hungarian prehistoric burial site yields unique archaeological finds, and finally, rock art workshop and survey is available to all in the USA. Archaeologists in Gothenburg in Sweden have found the remains of an early Stone Age house. The discovery was made on a building site in the city. Residents of the new apartments being built in the area will actually be living on the site of a 10,000-year-old house. The location lies now 5 kilometres from the open sea, but in the Stone Age, the area was a headland jutting out into the sea. The most probably fished and would have certainly hunted for seal at the site, as it was right at the end of this headland. The discovery is the first of its kind in the whole region. People first came to the area around about 12,000 years ago. The site has also yielded comparatively recent archaeological finds, such as Iron Age remains, from between 600 BCE to the 1st century CE. Among the discoveries are cooking holes, an arrowhead, axes and post holes. Archaeologists have published findings of an important Bronze Age settlement at Manchester Airport in England. The dig uncovered early bronze artefacts at Oversley Farm, and the finds, which include flint arrowheads, pottery and tools, will go on display at Chester Museum. Experts at the dig said that they had made a significant discovery about prehistoric life in Cheshire. The site is the first excavated example of Neolithic and early Bronze Age life in the county, and the details have been published in a report by archaeologist Dan Garner. Speaking about the finds, Mr. Garner said that the building of the second runway at Manchester Airport had created a unique opportunity to excavate a 3-kilometre-long corridor. The artefacts have been radiocarbon dated to confirm their date. Manchester Airport supported the archaeological investigations, and the report is available from the British Archaeological Reports, published by our friends at Archaeopress. That's http://www.archaeopress.com/defaultbar.esp. Bit of a mouthful. I might just recommend you type into Google British Archaeological Reports. Anyway, moving along. Petroglyph National Monument is the latest target on an ongoing battle between gangs in New Mexico. They're bent on proving dominance to each other, and this time by vandalizing the historic park with graffiti. At least 8 large basalt boulders at the southern edge of the escarpment were scarred with gang initials or tags written in silver metallic spray paint. In the following days, tags have been removed from all but 3 boulders at the top of the ridge. Monument Superintendent Joseph Sanchez said his staff were hoping to complete the cleanup very soon. Sanchez said that they were sending a message that they were out there watching, and that such vandalism will not be tolerated and will be dealt with immediately. Amazingly, no petroglyphs carved in the rocks as far back as 3,000 years ago were damaged by the spray paint. Officials said that it was too soon to estimate the cost of the damage and the cleanup, but the cost can quickly add up because the biodegradable cleaning process must not harm lichens and other native vegetation. Care must also be given to the dimension of the landscape and its spiritual nature. Damaging monument property is punishable by fines or even prison. Heftier penalties apply under the Federal Archaeological Resources Protection Act if it can be proved that the suspect deliberately intended to damage the petroglyphs. To report information on the graffiti at the Petroglyph National Monument or to report other vandalism, call 899-0205. That's 899-0205. Go on, solve gang culture and protect the past in one fell swoop. A British metal-detecting novice who unearthed an extremely important hoard of Bronze Age artefacts has said his discovery was due to sheer luck. John Minns from Arbroath in Angus made the find during a holiday near Berwick-upon-Tweed in Northumberland in late 2005, just after starting his hobby. The hoard includes gold hair rings, bracelets, weapons and a bronze razor. It's going on display at Newcastle's University Museum of Antiquities until the end of June this year. The intention is that it will be exhibited to the public permanently from 2009 at the forthcoming Great North Museum. The Bronze Age razor is the first to be found in the county, and this suggests men living in the area between around 1000 to 800 BCE were clean-shaven or had extravagant moustaches. Gold lock rings, thought to have been hair decorations, as well as bracelets, rings, pins and an axe head, were also found after Mr. Minns was given permission by a local farmer to take the detector onto his land. Lindsay Allison-Jones, director of the Archaeological Museums at Newcastle University, said that hoards from the late Bronze Age containing such a variety of objects in such good condition are extremely rare in the north of England, and so it is an extremely important find. And on the issue of how the objects came to be buried together, she added that it was hard to know whether or not it was meant as an offering to a deity or whether it might have been a Bronze Age founder's hoard, which the owner hid, intending to come back for later. Which is why that if you are detecting and come across such a hoard, please, please contact the local archaeologists. You will not only be helping provide valuable artefacts for museums, but you will also be helping to provide knowledge to actually add to the value of these finds. A lost landscape where early humans roamed more than 8,000 years ago has been discovered beneath the British North Sea. A map of the underwater world reveals crisscrossing rivers, giant lakes and gentle hills around which hunter-gatherers made their homes towards the end of the last ice age. The region was inundated between 18,000 and 6,000 BCE when the warming climate melted the thick glaciers that pressed down from the north. As the water rose, the Great Plain vanished, and slowly the contours of the British Isles and northwest European coastline were established as we know them today. Now the primitive landscape is submerged and preserved tens of metres beneath one of the busiest sea lanes in the world. Scientists compiled three-dimensional seismic records from oil prospecting vessels working in the North Sea over the last 18 months to piece together a landscape covering 23,000 square kilometres, stretching from the coast of eastern England to the edge of northern Europe, just short of the south coast of Norway. The scientists identified the scars led by ancient riverbeds and lakes some 25 kilometres across, and also salt marshes and valleys. As the temperature rose and glaciers retreated and water levels rose, the inhabitants would have been pushed off their hunting grounds and forced towards higher ground, including to what is now modern-day Britain. Some of this land would have made perfect environment for hunter-gatherers. The recreation of the ancient landscape shows that the land beneath the North Sea was probably more than merely a land bridge to Britain. The place you wanted to live were the big plains next to the water, and the coastline was way beyond where it is now. This is probably a heartland of population. This is the best preserved prehistoric landscape certainly in the whole of Europe and possibly the world. Once the physical features have been established, Professor Gaffney says it will be possible to narrow the search for sites that could yield more evidence of how these prehistoric people lived. The mapping of this landscape could also raise questions about its preservation and how it can be protected from activities such as pipelaying and the building of offshore wind farms. Archaeologists exploring a Neolithic burial site in Tolna County in Hungary have discovered what may easily be the most exciting tomb ever unearthed in Central Europe. So says Professor István Zalaegál, who has been leading the excavations. The tomb is 7,000 years old and was the burial chamber of a tribal chieftain. There's a heavy upright log in each corner, believed to have originally held an above-ground structure over the 2x2 metre tomb. Inside, archaeologists found polished stone axes and other stone tools typical of the late Neolithic, as well as the largest stone knife ever recovered from that period. They also discovered a decorated bullhorn, a marble war club, and an axe head that is, although made of stone, bears the shape of a Bronze Age weapon. Scientists believe the tribe was aware of metal tools, but did not have enough of the actual metal itself to make them, leading them to copy the form in stone. Also discovered was a necklace made of hundreds of small bronze beads, combined with shells from the Mediterranean, the latter obviously traded goods. Some 14,000 square metres have been excavated from the site so far, probably the largest known Stone Age dig in Europe. Over 1 million artefacts have been uncovered, and exploration is still ongoing, though the site was in the way of a motorway that is still under construction. So, although it's ongoing, better get a move on there. Finally, New Mexico State University and Lawrence Lowendorf will conduct a rock art workshop and survey project for the United States Army Pinyon Canyon Maneuver Site of southeastern Colorado in the USA. The session will be directed towards rock art sites on the Hog's Back, a long, steep-sided ridge extending for about 15 kilometers along the southern boundary of the maneuver site. The workshop fieldwork session will start on May the 11th. And continue to May the 17th. And in this session, Lowendorf will teach Pinon Canyon rock art during the mornings of the first 2 days, and then spend the afternoons on the Hogback to familiarize participants with rock art in the wild. The crew will then complete rock art surveys for the remaining 4 days in those sections of the Hogback which remain to be searched for rock art sites. The workshop and fieldwork session will be based at an isolated ranch house near the southern border to the maneuver site. Participants will need to bring their own tent or trailer for sleeping. And once participants are on the base, they will be expected to stay for the length of the whole session. The Hogback is steep-sided with uneven ground across much of its length. There may be some opportunities for individuals to assist with recording sites as they are found, but the emphasis will be on searching for new sites. Therefore, participants will need to be in relatively good physical condition. The session will be limited to 8 individuals, and the slots will be likely to be filled quickly. Preference will be given to members of the Colorado Rock Art Association, but prior experience in any archaeological fieldwork is also important. If interested, please contact Lawrence Lowendorf in Albuquerque. His email is lll@lowendorf.net. That's lll@lowendorf, lowendorf.net. So if you're in Colorado, why not go along? This leads me quite nicely to Past Horizons at www.pasthorizons.com, which gives you a range of volunteer opportunities across the world. We're at somewhere over 400 just now. And can I remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities, as well as UK Heritage Calendar, Library, Guidance Section, and the most famous Badger Baiting website, forum, can be found on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. And remember that more can always be found at Stonepages, news.stonepages.com. Thanks very much for listening to Archaeology News Weekly. We hope you'll return to us again next week.